Good evening. I'm Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV in New Plymouth.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for May 2024. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's NZART official broadcast. Leading tonight's lineup, presidential comment. Here's our NZART president, Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Daniel?
Good evening, and Palmatare. We are now just 1 week out from conference, and I am looking forward to catching up with many of you in Christchurch. If for any reason you can't have a branch representative at conference, please ensure that your conference proxies with your branch voting figures are with Debbie as soon as possible. WIA have confirmed that Peter Schrader, VK4EA, WIA's new vice president, will be joining us at this year's conference. I recently went over to Bundaberg, Queensland, as WIA's guest for the WIA AGM and look forward to hosting Peter. Howard Buxton, ZL1BXA, has decided to step down early from NZART Council. Terry James, ZL1HOG, will be confirmed as Howard's replacement. Both will be at conference. Please say hello and welcome, Terry. I would like to thank Howard for his 9 years service, and I welcome Terry on board. We are still to secure a host for the 2025 conference. Could any branch considering hosting 2025 please let us know so it can be announced at the AGM. I am pleased to announce that the 2024 call book is finally up on the NZART website and ready to be downloaded. I am hoping it was worth the wait. Last weekend, I had the privilege and honour of joining via Zoom the 100-year commemoration of the first shortwave contact between New Zealand and Argentina. Radio Club Argentina, our NZART historian Craig Crawford, ZL3TLB, and myself joined with Gisborne Amateur Radio Club Branch 11 to recognise the significance of the centenary contact between Carlos Braggio, CB8, and Ivan O'Meara, 2AC, back in 1924. That's it from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Daniel. NZART's President, Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. News tonight from Otago Branch 30, ZL4AA. Otago Branch 30 and the RSGB are now deep in planning for the reenactment and DEG celebration of the first and longest world QSO between New Zealand and Great Britain. The reenactment of the Shag Valley Station to Mill Hill School will celebrate the 100th anniversary of that first contact between Frank Bell, Z4AA, and Cecil Goyder, G2SZ. Now, the anniversary is on Friday, 18th of October this year. As was done for the 70th anniversary, the branch will be assembling personnel and an amateur station at the Shag Valley Station, with lead-up in the weeks before, using the call sign ZM100DX. Read more details of Otago Branch 30 plans in this month's HQ Info Line. That's number 488, published last Sunday, and the history of the Shag Valley event on the Otago Branch website, ZL4AA at org.nz. More details over the coming months. Onwards to Upper Hutt we go, and it's a very good evening to NZART Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Kia ora, Jim. Tēnā koutou katoa. Greetings, everyone. Not long to go until conference, so it's timely for me to tell you that headquarters will be closed from Thursday the 30th of May until Tuesday the 4th of June. If you wish to place your apology for the AGM next Saturday, can you please send it to me no later than the close of business on Tuesday the 28th of May? Craig Crawford, ZL3TLB, the association's historian, recently presented headquarters with framed photos of all past and current presidents, However, we are looking for photos of two past presidents, if anyone can help. Specifically, I'm looking for Barry Jackson, ZL2FJ, who was president in 1940, and Brian Lough, ZL2OG, president from 1945 to 1946. If you know of or can put me in touch with someone who can send us a photo of these gentlemen, we would really appreciate it. And lastly, I will be away from the 24th to the 28th of June, so will not be able to send out my usual monthly broadcast for Jim. So it's time to hand over to my new admin assistant, who will introduce herself and do the June broadcast for you. Over to you, Sarah.
Thank you, Debbie. My name is Sarah Jane, and I am the NZRT Assistant Administrator. You may have seen my name around already. I've been handling HQ InfoLine and recently sent out the branch circulars as well as the new call sign application forms to our exam supervisors. Feel free to reach out to me as I will be filling in during Debbie's absences. Thank you, and I hope to see you at conference. That's it from us at HQ. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Sarah Jane and Debbie, reporting from NZART headquarters tonight. Conference 2024 news now from the conference publicity organiser, Roger Corbett, ZL3RC. With just under a week to go, conference registrations are still open, but the $50 late registration fee will apply. The registration form is on the conference website, you know that, www.hamradio.co.nz. Now, for those wondering why the late fee is there and possibly is a little higher than normal, it is largely set by the venue we are using. It is very difficult to run a conference at even break-even cost, and this is made more difficult with having to commit to attendant numbers 2 weeks out from the event. Registrations after the cut-off date incur extra costs, which we have to pass on. Now, at registration, you'll be given a grab bag that will contain the conference booklet. This booklet has important information relating to the gala dinner on Saturday evening and also on attending any tours you may have booked. So please make a point of reading this. It's also important that you arrive on time to the Saturday night dinner, so plan to arrive at the venue at 18:15. All the preparation work is done, and over the next week, the team will be busy setting up the venue. It's an exciting time to see the preparations start to turn into a conference, which we hope you'll find an enjoyable event. Safe travels, and we're all looking forward to seeing you in Christchurch next weekend. And that information from Roger Corbett, ZL3RC, the conference publicity organiser. Now to catch up on amateur radio news from around the world, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
As Newsline went to production, users of the ARRL's Logbook of the World and the ARRL Learning Center were struggling with a service disruption following what the league described as, quote, a serious incident involving access to our network and headquarters-based systems, end quote. The ARRL posted on its website a reassurance that its member database contains only details that are available from public records, such as name, address, and call signs, adding that no credit card information or other sensitive information is stored. The ARRL did not address requests from Newsline and other media for clarification of the cause of the security breach, adding only that it was giving highest priority to having industry experts resolve the issue. In the United States, the timekeeping radio station WWVB is providing its essential information on reduced power following storm damage to one of its antennas. Travis Lisk, N3ILS, gives us an update.
Wind damage to half of its phased array antenna has left radio station WWVB operating at reduced power outside Fort Collins, Colorado. The winds that struck the south antenna in early April were estimated to be higher than 90 miles per hour. The National Institute of Standards and Technology operates the timekeeping site. People throughout North America rely on WWVB's broadcasts to synchronize their watches, clock radios, and other consumer electronics. It is also used for accurate time synchronization and for timekeeping applications in appliances, cameras, and irrigation controllers. Since the wind damage occurred, the station has broadcast using its north antenna only and on reduced power. The NIST explained the change in an announcement recorded on the 11th of May and posted on YouTube. There is also a notice on the NIST website. This is Travis Lisk and the 3ILS.
Young amateurs will be getting a unique opportunity to experience a de-expedition without ever leaving home. Kevin Trotman, N5 PRE, has the details.
Young amateurs will be operating radios in the Pacific remotely this November, joining the 3D2Z Rotuma de-expedition as remote operators. The Pacific Islands De-Expedition Group has partnered with Youth on the Air Americas to give young activators a taste of the challenge. Coordination and scheduling of the remote operation by the YODA team will be done by Case W0AAE, a freshman aerospace engineer major at Iowa State University and the 2023 recipient of the Bill Pasternak WA6ITF Memorial Amateur Radio Newsline Young Ham of the Year Award. He is an active member of RHR, Remote Ham Radio. YODA Camp Director Neil Rapp, WB9VPG, said that the partnership presented a great opportunity for the young operators to be on the receiving end of a de-expedition pileup. Rotuma remote stations will be established for the YODA team using two radios in a box provided by de-expedition organizer Greg, W6IZT. Greg said he hoped that at least three-quarters of the de-expedition remote contacts will be made by the YODA operators. The six-member de-expedition team itself will be operating from the island. The de-expedition is scheduled for November 15th through December 4th. This is Kevin Trotman, N5 PRE.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG in Union, Kentucky, saying 7-3. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Finally, in tonight's lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. And we start from QUA-FARC, newsletter of the Franklin Amateur Radio Club, Branch 10 NZART. The June meeting will be on Tuesday, the 18th of June, and will feature Vance Rowe, a leading Australian expert on lithium combustion. Now, Vance is a member of the Australian Federal Government Standards Committee on Fire Safety, and he trains engineers all over Australia on fire damper installations and inspections. He will visit the branch through Microsoft Teams, so look for connection details close to the date. Moving to Napier and Hastings Branch 13 and 25, who have a mid-year Christmas tea at the Napier RSA on the 26th of June, starting 6 p.m. Bookings, please, to David, ZL2DW. Manawatu Branch 20 NZART have a mini junk and car boot sale on Saturday the 15th of June at 10 a.m, along with a barbecue at the club rooms. If you want to sell your own equipment, the club is offering a car boot sale, which will cost you $10, and they've got a barbecue running as well as tea and coffee. And the location is the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society club rooms, which is in 65 Totara Road in Palmerston North. The annual general meeting of Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART will be held at 7:30 p.m. in the club rooms in the Philip Evans Reserve in Waterloo on Monday, June the 10th. See your newsletter for more details. And finally, down to the South Island and Otago Branch 30 NZART, where meetings are held on Wednesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. at the club rooms at McAndrew Road in South Dunedin. On the 5th of June, Neil, ZL4UC, will talk about installing a solar system in the Marlborough Sounds. On the 19th, Martin, ZL4JH, will talk about Auckland's largest AM radio transmitter site and helping to build a 15-port high-power multi-coupler. And on the 26th, it will be the club's annual general meeting. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday the 30th of June. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for May 2024. Good night, everyone. Good night now.